Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed. We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain.
God bless you, beloved. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is such a blessing to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise the Lord. We thank God once again for the word of the Lord, and we're blessing God today because he's woke us up one more time. Amen. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. We're excited about the word. We're excited about God and all that God is doing, and we want you to be encouraged today. Amen. Want you to know that God is on your side. Praise the Lord, and he's fighting for you. Praise the Lord. God is working things out for you. Praise the Lord. Just keep your eyes on the Lord and know that God loves you, and he does care. Praise the Lord. We are going back into the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. We're going to pick up in Acts chapter 10. This is such an exciting book, and I'm so enjoying the word. Praise God. As we go forth and go through this these exciting chapters, praise the Lord, just seeing how God is moving, praise God, in the lives of the people through the book of Acts, praise God. Beloved, God is doing the same now today, praise God. The Holy Ghost is moving in such a miraculous way, praise God. Amen. God is ministering to his people, praise God. He's speaking timely word to us, praise the Lord, prophetic word. And God's word is coming to pass, praise God. We are living in an exciting time, praise God, a time where God, praise God, is visiting his people, praise God. So we want you just to take a few moments, amen. We know that you're probably getting ready to start your day if you have not already done so. But just stop just for a few moments and let's just fellowship with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, again, for just being God. And Father, we ask as we go into the word now that you would bless and anoint your word. Bless those that are listening, Father. Father God, meet the needs of your people. Father God, we ask, God, that you would just have your way now, God. Anoint your word, Father. Let it be food for our soul. Don't let the word slip from us, Father, but let us adhere to it, Father, and God, let it go down deep in our spirit and take root, Father God, and bring forth fruit, God. We love you and we appreciate you, Father. Minister now. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, picking up in Acts chapter 10, the scripture says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which had much alms to the, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. We see that Cornelius was a praying man. Praise God. And we know that. Amen. We must pray. We must stay in God's face and just seek him and be diligent and consistent to pray. Praise the Lord. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou ought us to do. Now, we know Cornelius didn't know anything about Peter, didn't know, praise God, anything about the Holy Ghost, but the angel of the Lord visited him because he was seeking God, so he just wanted more of the Lord. Praise God, isn't it something that when you begin to pray, you begin to seek God, amen, God will hear you, praise the Lord. And if he has to send those to you, amen, to encourage, to give you his word, he will do that, praise the Lord. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Now he immediately began to do what the angel of the Lord had said, what the Lord really had given. He didn't test. Vision, the angel came right into, came to him, spoke to him, told him what to do, and he immediately moved to send for Peter. Now we're going to see how God is going to deal with Peter, because Peter is at, I believe, Simon's house. He's in Joppa. Praise God. And the scripture says, on the morrow or the next day, or the very next day, so they were quite a ways away from Peter. As they went out, went on their journey, and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Now, we're going to see how God is going to have to deal with Peter, amen, to position him and get him ready to go and do what God wanted him to do. Amen. This is just awesome, amen, how God is speaking, praise the Lord, and how he's using the angels, amen, to minister to the people. Beloved, God wants to do the same thing in this hour for us. Amen. God wants to be so real to us, praise God, where he speaks, amen, and we move and we see the evidence of it immediately, praise God. We're living in this hour now where God is speaking, we know that, praise the Lord, but he wants to become more real in our lives, amen. So we must get in this place with God where we can hear him, amen, and when he speaks to us, we obey him, praise the Lord. It's so important that we obey the Lord, amen. And verse 11 says, and he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending upon him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. Now, we must remember, Cornelius is a Gentile. Peter is a Jew. And at this point in time, the Jews didn't have dealings with the Gentiles. Praise God. So, again, God had to deal with Peter, and we're going to see what happens here. This is exciting. All right. And verse 12 says, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill, and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never anything that is common or unclean. So Peter kept himself from unclean meat and animals, foul animals that were contaminated, that would contaminate him. Praise God, he would not touch it, would not eat anything that harm or just simply was contamination to him. Praise God. Amen. Verse 15, and a voice spake unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice or three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. So Paul fell into this trance. Peter fell into this trance and saw this three times. So I'm pretty sure when he came out of it, he was questioning, because the scripture says it, because he doubted. He wanted to know, what does this mean? Praise God. While he doubted in himself what this vision, which he had, should mean, or what it was all about, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. So Peter's having this trance. Praise God, the men from Cornelius said, reach the house. Isn't it something how God liked to the right place? Praise God. Because again, the Lord had let Cornelius know, amen, who to go send for. Praise God. And he called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Now, Peter, again, was in constant fellowship with the Lord, constant relationship with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the Lord just simply spoke to him, said, Wait a minute, there are three men looking for you right now. Praise God. And he said, Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Now, Peter didn't know who they were. He didn't know where they were coming from. He didn't know anything about them, but the Holy Ghost let him know. God spoke and said, These men have come. I am sending them. I have sent them. You go down. Don't doubt. Now, this was the vision, because in the vision, he saw all these animals and all these things. Praise God. And the Lord said, Rise, kill, and eat. Peter said, No, this is unclean. But the Lord said, What I have cleaned. Glory to God. Don't you call uncommon. Praise the Lord. Now, this really had a spiritual significance. And Peter's going to understand the reason he had this vision in just a little bit. Praise the Lord. And let me just say this. Praise God. You know, God takes us from the when we come to him, saves us, and changes our lives. Praise the Lord. And then makes us vessels meet for his use. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're on this side. We're the Gentiles. Praise God. We're the ones that have been engrafted in to the body of Christ. Praise God. Amen. So when we come to Christ and we come according to the word of God, we've been accepted in the beloved. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause? Wherefore ye are come? Why have you come here? He said. And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feared God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into this house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. Now, because it was a long ways, it was a day's journey, praise God, so they didn't take off and leave right then. He said, well, come on in. They stayed overnight, praise the Lord. And on the morrow of the next day, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. So there were brethren there. There was a church there. There were fellowship there, praise the Lord. So Peter did not go by himself, amen. He took some of the brethren, amen, and they, amen, went on down. Praise God, to go to the house of Cornelius. Praise the Lord. And on the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, okay, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. Cornelius was hungry for God, and he didn't know really what happened, but he knew God was going to really give him some word. And he called his family. He wanted everybody to hear what Peter had to say. Praise the Lord. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up. I myself also am a man. Praise God. Evidently, because Cornelius had saw this vision, he just knew that this, you know, there was something so special about, amen, Peter. But Peter was an ordinary man, ordinary fella, just like him. The only difference was he was saved. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He was an apostle of the Lord. He was a witness of Jesus. Praise God. And he carried the word. He carried the gospel. Hallelujah. There's something about the anointing of God. Amen. On men and women's lives. It's the anointing that makes the difference, the presence of God. When God visits us, praise the Lord, when he sends people in, amen, to minister to us, praise God, there's something special about that. We need to receive that word, praise the Lord, receive it in, praise God, take it in, praise God. When God sends, amen, an apostle or a prophet in your midst, a true evangelist in your midst, receive the word. Praise God. Don't put the people up. Don't worship them. Amen. Peter, you know, he said, Wait a minute, I'm just a man. It's like, get up off your feet with me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Peter knew who he was. He knew that he was had been commissioned by God. Amen. To preach the gospel, to go forth. Amen. To witness of the Lord. He knew right where his place was, and he didn't move out of that. Amen. And we've got to do the same. Walk according to the word. Amen. Walk upright before the Lord, holy and righteous before the Lord, and simply obey God. Amen. Amen. And as, okay, let's pick up now. Verse 27, it says, and as he talked with them, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. So this really had nothing to do with food in a sense, but God had to get in there and show Peter this to let him know, I am the one that's doing this, praise God. So he wasn't to make no difference between these men, praise God, and women, or whoever had gathered at this assembly. So this was a revival. Amen. This was a meeting place, praise God. These people had gathered. They wanted to hear what this man had to say, what Peter had to say. So therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. He didn't question. He just went. And as soon as I was sent for, I asked, therefore, what intent ye have sent for me? He didn't know, but he wanted to know, okay, why have you sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting unto this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard. Thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon the tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here, present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Amen. I'm pretty sure while Peter was listening to Cornelius that he was just in awe of how God would come and speak to this man, tell him what to do, praise God, because this man was fasting and praying, amen, before the Lord. Amen. He didn't know anything about Jesus. Oh, he did not know Jesus had come and died. He didn't know about his Savior. He didn't know about the Holy Ghost, praise God. All he knew was God was real, and he was praying before the Lord. A devout man loved God and was hungering for more. When you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. It's a given, you will be. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him, praise God. Verse 36 says, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. He began to preach Jesus now. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to him who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Praise God. Now, what he's telling them basically is what happened, amen, with Jesus, amen, when he was on the earth. Everything he did, he went and he preached and he taught and he healed, praise God. And so Peter rehearsed this to them to let them know, amen, who Jesus was, because Jesus said that they would be witnesses of him, Jerusalem and Judea and all Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. This now is the word getting out even further. Praise God. Going to the Gentiles. So the people were there and they were listening. Amen. To Peter. Praise God. Peter was a direct witness of the Lord. Amen. And beloved, when God anoints us, amen, he sends us to those that need hope. He sends us to people that need salvation. Amen. We're to be lights in the world, in the earth, on our jobs, in our homes, in the schools, in the marketplace. Praise God. Wherever we go, somebody needs the Lord. And we need to be mindful of that. Praise God. That we are walking right before the Lord. That people see Jesus, see the light in us. Amen. And that light will draw them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, so again, verse 40, I'm going to read this again. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. So after Jesus rose, Jesus revealed himself to those that had received him, those that were walking right before him. He revealed himself to the apostles after he rose from the dead, to Mary, to those that came to the tomb to dress his body, to prepare his body. Praise God. He revealed himself. Amen. And the Lord is still doing that now. He is revealing himself to those that love him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord will speak a word in season. Praise the Lord. Amen. Someone right now, praise God, is listening. Hey, praise God. You need to hear a word from the Lord. You need to know that God is with you, beloved. And I want you to know, amen, that God is with you. God, he sees what you're going through. He sees the pain. He sees the heartache. Amen. He knows that the way has been hard. The Spirit of the Lord would tell you to hang in there, to hold on to God, hold on to his hand. Know that God has not left you, but the Spirit of the Lord is walking with you. Amen. Trust him. Do not doubt him. Believe that God is God. Believe the word of the Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to decree and declare the word of the Lord, because the Spirit of God will reveal himself to you in an even deeper way. Praise God. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Do not allow all the distractions and all the things that's been coming at you to pull you out of the presence of God. Don't allow those things to come, but separate yourself, fast and pray. Get in that place with God and allow the Lord to take you further now. There are things that God wants to do in your life, word God wants to reveal to you, but you must separate yourself now. You must come aside with the Lord, amen, because God will do just what he said. The promises and the things that he's promised, he will do, but it's on condition that you obey God. It's on condition that you surrender all to him. Praise God. It's on condition, amen, that you lay aside every weight and the sin that would beset you, and then run your race with patience. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise the Lord. So you must depend on God. You must trust him. You must rely on him now, because God is a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter spoke these words, listen, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Now, Peter was simply preaching the word of God. He was just teaching about it, and the Holy Ghost fell. Oh, this is powerful. The Holy Ghost wants to fall. We just talked about this on last night at our Bible study. The Holy Ghost wants to fall. To leave, many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So they recognized, wait a minute, the Holy Ghost is falling on them like he fell on us. There was no distinction. Praise God. They received the power of God. Amen. For they heard them with tongues and magnified God. Praise the Lord. So when the Holy Ghost fell, they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Peter said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So they had received the Holy Ghost. So he said, we got to take them one step further. We're going to go ahead on and baptize them. Praise the Lord. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Amen. By the authority of God. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful demonstration of the power of God moving, coming to the Gentiles. So here the door has been opened. Amen. Been opened to us. That avenue was open. Amen. The word was being spread. Praise God. Amen. It come to a Gentile home. And all his people that he called came there. Amen. They were all in one accord again. They were in one place. Amen. They were there to hear the word of the Lord. They were receptive to the word. And when people are receptive and hungry for the word, amen, it's not hard to give it. It's very easy to labor, praise the Lord, in the word. Amen. When you get in that atmosphere, when you get in that Bible study, amen, and people are hungry for the word, they want more of God. Amen. It's not hard to receive the word. Praise the Lord. It's not hard to give it. Praise the Lord. Just simply share the word of the Lord as we have seen Peter do the Gentiles. Praise God. And beloved, we must stay in the avenue of the word, that we can teach the word, where we can preach the word, declare it, praise God. Amen. It could be one-on-one, amen, whatever it is, but be willing to share Jesus with someone else. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that it's food for our soul. We thank you, Father, the Holy Spirit moves and ministers and speaks, amen, to us. And when you speak, Father, we will obey you. Help us to walk in line with your word. Help us to be sensitive to you evermore, Father. And help us, Father God, to share Jesus with a lost and dying world. Help us to share Jesus with one another each and every day. Father God, even go throughout this day and bless, Father God. Oh God, we speak to the lives of the people, those that are listening right now, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Father, be Lord, continue, God, to move in our lives and give us an even greater hunger and a greater thirst for your word. We thank you for this word today. We thank you for all that you're doing. Oh God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we appreciate you listening in to the broadcast. We want you to continue to listen on our next broadcast, and we will pick up, amen, in this exciting book. Praise the Lord. Continuing to talk about the word of the Lord. Amen. We're going to pick up in chapter 11. The Lord says the same. Praise God. We want you to be encouraged and want you to know that God does love you. Praise God. And he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. Amen. And if any time you would like to contact us, amen, our announcements will come on at the end of this broadcast. We thank God for you listening. We pray that you will drop us an email. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. If you'd like to sow into this ministry, you may do so. Amen. Our announcement will announce it. We'll let you know all the information concerning that. Keep looking up, beloved. Know that God loves you again and that he cares until our next broadcast. I pray the peace of God, the strength of God, the mercy of God, the favor of God will walk with you today. Amen. That God will sweetly talk to you, minister to you. Praise God, and that you will stay encouraged and stay built up in the Lord. Until we meet again, it is my prayer that God will bless you and keep you in his care. Keep looking up, beloved. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.wopministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at prayer@wopministries.org.
You may also write us at Women of Power Ministries, 1030 Sumac, Pueblo, West Colorado, 81007. Until our next broadcast, beloved, keep looking up and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares. In a trying